Message number 979. Satan's strategy is to fool and deceive believers first before he destroys them. Saturday, November 30, 2013 at 15:50. My dearly beloved daughter, how I so love the world. How I pine for every single soul who is lost to me at this time. I promise, seek out every single person and try to draw them into my divine mercy. I desire to make my presence, my love and my compassion known to each one of them. My tears at this time which I reveal to you, my little one, are being shed for those who will refuse my divine intervention and who will as a result plunge headfirst into a vacuum of wicked deceit. My passion will now be relived as my body will have to face a new scourging when the pagans, who will come with the false facade of peace, love and humility, trample upon my church before they crucify it. The wise in spirit will know the truth. The war will be bitter and the grand prize sought by Satan's army will be the souls of all God's children. The souls of believers will be the first target of Satan, and this is where he will focus all his energy. Satan's strategy is to fool and deceive believers first before he destroys them. The unbelievers are of little interest to Satan, for he has already won over their souls and they present little challenge to him. My father will not stand to one side and watch this horror which has been foretold. Every miracle, every call from heaven and every intervention will be witnessed as the final battle, the greatest spiritual war of all time, unfolds. Those who were born with intelligence will be none the wiser to the truth, for they will analyze the reality of their creation through human logic. Those born with a pure love in their hearts for God will accept the truth even if it confuses them, because their hearts belong to God and they will be blessed with the gift of discernment. Those who fight the word of God and the intervention of my Father to save souls and who try to prevent him from salvaging souls will be judged harshly. As the battle for souls continues, you must turn to me always and ask me to sustain you, to protect you and to comfort you. When you are with me, you will endure this terrible desolation with a calmness which will surprise you. But if you cannot trust in me and surrender to me completely, you will find these trials which lie ahead of you in my church almost impossible to deal with, so painful will they be. You must never forget that God is Almighty and that Satan cannot win this war for souls. Sadly, many will not be strong enough in their faith or have the ability to recognize the deceit which they will have to face in my name, and they will never be able to redeem themselves before me. These are the souls which cause me such bitter sorrow at this time. Your Jesus.